I hope that you're having a good day thus far and that you have already experienced the presence of God in a period of quiet. Admittedly, you may not have had long with God in, say, prayer or Bible reading, but whatever time you had, I hope that you redeemed that for Him. And if you come to our time together today seeking God, then He will be found. Because, after all, it is really God who seeks you. And as we get started, let me just remind you that if you are not driving or are not otherwise occupied, then it will be beneficial to have your Bible open to John chapter 1 and also insert a finger or bookmark at Matthew chapter 4. John 1 and Matthew 4. We're learning together that God is our confidence, but I'm taking my time this week to get us into the Bible text because I want to make sure we are properly introduced to two of Jesus' most intimate disciples. Their names are Peter and John. We need to know about them because they're going to teach us about the true source of our confidence, who is Jesus. As far as I am concerned, confidence is reliance on Jesus Christ. And so what I want you to see is how Peter and John relied on Jesus. And many Bible readers assume the first time that Peter and John met Jesus was in Matthew chapter 4, but not so. They had already met Jesus, and that account takes place in the book of John. This can get confusing for some people because Matthew precedes John in the order of the books of the Bible, but in a timeline of events, what happened in John 1 actually took place before what happened in Matthew 4 in the verses that concern us. So you'll see what I mean as we proceed. And yesterday we left off in John chapter 1 and verse 40, but I had actually read beginning at verse 35. And I am not going to repeat what I said yesterday about verses 35 through 40, except to remind you that one of the men who stopped following John the Baptist and started to follow Jesus, one of the men who spent the day with Jesus was a man named Andrew. And he is mentioned explicitly in the text in John 1 and verse 40. I'll read that verse now. This is John 1 and verse 40. One of the two who heard John the Baptist speak and follow Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. And then, just at the end yesterday, I told you that the other man was John the Baptist's disciple, but went with Andrew to see where Jesus was staying and spent the day with Jesus. And his name was also John. He is not mentioned explicitly in the text because John is the one who wrote the text. That is, the disciple, the Apostle John, wrote the book of John, and so he does not want to mention his own name out of humility. But as we come to the end of chapter 1 and verse 40, we know that Andrew and John have met the Lord Jesus. Okay, keep this in the center of your mind as we move forward today. And let's go back now to verse 41 and 42 of John 1. I pick up our reading at John chapter 1 and verse 41. Andrew found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which translated means Christ. Andrew brought Simon to Jesus. Jesus looked at Simon and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. Ah, now we find Peter. So we have Andrew and we have John. And what happens is that when Andrew meets Jesus and spends the day with Jesus, then he runs and gets his brother Simon and says of Jesus, "We have found the Messiah." And when Simon hears this, he has Andrew bring him to Jesus. That is what happens in verses 41 to 42. And then Jesus looks at Simon and gives Simon a different name. It is Cephas. Cephas. And here's what you need to know about the name Cephas. It's in the Aramaic language. Jesus spoke this language, and he uses Aramaic to name Simon Peter. The parentheses in the English Bible tells us that when we translate Cephas from Aramaic to English, we get Peter. So when you see Cephas in future New Testament texts, you know it means Peter. And you will see the name Cephas in other New Testament passages, like in the book of Galatians, for example. Peter is Cephas, and Cephas is Peter. This is the same man, and he is a disciple of Jesus Christ. He's an intimate disciple of Jesus. I assume the majority of you listening to me know who Peter is, but did you know that it's in John 1 that Peter meets Jesus for the first time, not back in Matthew 4? I want to leave John 1 now, but just remember as we do that Andrew, John, and Peter have met the Lord. Andrew and John are transferring their followership or their discipleship from John the Baptist to Jesus, and Peter is now attracted to Jesus as well. So now turn backwards in your Bible to Matthew chapter 4. We're going to begin in Matthew's Gospel in the 4th chapter at verse 18. I want to eventually read to you all of verses 18 through 22, but I'm going to break this into two parts to make a comment in between verses 20 and 21. So let me begin reading Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 20. And as I read, highlight in your mind a name, Simon, who was called Peter. Okay? Here we go. Now, as Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately, they left their nets and followed Jesus. So, let's make sure we understand this scene. The location is somewhere along the shore of the Sea of Galilee. And there are three men here, Jesus, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew. And Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew are fishermen and blood brothers. So they are doing what all fishermen do. They're casting their net into the Sea of Galilee. And then we read that Jesus called them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." As soon as Jesus says this, the text says, immediately they left their nets and followed Jesus. Now, let's talk for a few moments about this gentleman, Simon, who was called Peter. We now know why Matthew says, Simon, who was called Peter. It's because Jesus has already met Peter and gave him that name, Cephas. You now know why he is Simon, who was called Peter. Who called him Peter? Jesus did. We have already read about that in John 1. This is why background is so important when reading the Bible. And my job, my task every day, is to make sure that I am competent in teaching you the scriptures with clarity. Having a solid Bible teacher is very, very important in all of our lives. This is crucial in my life. I want to make certain that the people that teach me the scriptures do so well. They teach the scriptures to me properly. They teach me what is truth. Choose carefully, my friends, who teaches you this holy, perfect word of God. Make certain anyone who teaches you, including myself and other speakers on the radio, have really done their homework. Make very sure of this. Now back to Matthew 4, and this time I'll read verses 21 through 22. Going on from there, Jesus saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed Jesus. Now here we have James and John. Their dad is a guy named Zebedee. There's a name for you parents expecting a baby boy. Zebedee. And I asked you to pay close attention to two names, Peter and John. And here again is John. So we met Peter and John, although he is unnamed in John chapter 1, and we met Peter and John again here in Matthew 4. Both times they encounter Jesus. In John 1, they spent some time with Jesus, but it is here in Matthew 4 that they leave their businesses and their families and go into full-time followership of the Christ. And so what? Is there a point to all this background that you've been given yesterday and today? What's the point, Mark? Oh yes, there is a point. And I will fulfill my promise to you. So let's look at the first insight now. I've said that confidence is reliance on Jesus Christ. When we combine John chapter 1 and Matthew chapter 4, we find out that in order to draw our confidence from Christ, we have to meet him more than once. In order to draw our confidence from Christ, we have to meet him more than once. When we understand that Peter and John had met Jesus before, over in John 1, it makes it easier for us to understand why they so quickly and immediately abandoned their fishing business, and in the case of John, his father Zebedee, in favor of Jesus. When in John chapter 1, John spent the day with Jesus, seeing where Jesus was staying, that built his confidence in Christ. And when in John chapter 1, Peter was introduced to Jesus by Andrew, and then Jesus looks Peter square in the eye and gives him the name Cephas, that built Peter's confidence in Christ. Their confidence was so high in Jesus, such that when Jesus sees them by the Sea of Galilee in Matthew 4, they, quote, immediately left their nets and followed Jesus. Immediately they left the boat and their father and follow Jesus, unquote. The same is true for us today. Let's think about this lesson on learning confidence from Christ in terms of our evangelism. We enthusiastically tell others about Jesus, we pray for them to believe in Jesus, and then someone we've witnessed to has an encounter with Christ. But we notice that if this is not followed up with more time with Jesus, then the person's interest can fade. What this individual needs is more time with Jesus, and we must continue to pray for this, and we must, by God's strength that empowers us, pursue this friend, constantly inviting them to meet with our Lord and Savior Jesus. To build their confidence in Christ, they must spend time with Christ. This is our first lesson in getting our confidence from Christ and finding our confidence in Christ. And tomorrow we will learn some more lessons on confidence. So join me again tomorrow for God is.